the first thing that has to be done is they have to go down and look at it and see what the dangers are, identify the dangers. They seem obvious to me, and they seem obvious to the local people, and it has been raised with me by members of the community. But it has it's an issue that needs to be looked at. It's one of those spots that just can pass outside the radar. It's not inside a 50-kilometre zone. There's no school at it. There's not a huge lot of pedestrian traffic. There is some pedestrian traffic. But even I saw there recently, I was trying to pull out, and the farmer that has the land on the eastern side of the road, he lives down the Kearney Road, and he was trying to cross the road, and he was waiting there. He must have let 50 cars pass before he got a chance to cross the road, you know. So that's the sort of problems that people incur at that particular point. It's become a major problem for us, and we'd just like to see something done to bring a bit of safety, bring an analysis to it, and come back to us with a plan as to what might work.
More often than enough, though, we do hear that certain traffic calming measures are unsuitable for national primary routes, which is what this is. So what could be introduced there, do you think, that would solve the issue?
Well, you know, I suppose some sort of technical technical detailing would have to be done on it, whether it be the narrowing of the road, whether it be some sort of changes to the lining on the road, some sort of warning signs or strips, possibly traffic islands, so that if a pedestrian does have to cross the road at that point, that if they're at the halfway point, they're not stuck in no man's land. They actually have the little bit of protection that the traffic island would give them. And perhaps we need to look at changing the speed limit at that point as well. It is extremely busy at that point.